Hi, welcome back to College Basketball Realm. I'm Andrew.
And I'm Blake.
And today we're going to be recapping our games that we predicted in the last podcast.
Yep, first game we're going to go over is UNC versus Florida State. UNC winning handily in this game, 77-59, led by Cameron Johnson, who had a nice double-double with 18 points and 10 rebounds. Also, Luke May adding another double-double with 15 points and 11 boards. So it was an all-around good game for UNC with five players scoring in double digits, adding Nazir Little with 18 and Kobe White with 10. So they shot 48% in the second half while holding Florida State to 25% shooting after halftime, which really helped them secure that win.
Yeah, I was watching that game, and someone who looked really impressive was Nazir Little. You know, like we talked earlier, you know, he didn't have a really big game all year. He looked really, really good. He looked comfortable and looked, he was like, he was ready to go. And, you know, Tario started off, you know, shooting not that great, but second half, you know, making all their shots. And when Florida State had guys going down, you know, they stand no chance against a UNC team that likes to run.
Yeah, definitely. The second game we did was Duke versus Syracuse. Duke winning by 10 in that game. It was a very ruckus crowd at Syracuse, over 34,000, a school record. But, you know, Duke silenced that crowd with R.J. Barrett scoring 30 points. And Alex O'Connell, his first start with Zion out, he scored 20 points. So that was a great game by Duke to get that revenge at Syracuse.
Yeah, it was a pretty good performance by R.J. Barrett. You know, he looked really good in that crowd. It was a good game without Zion. Yeah, there was also a good ovation for Jim Boeheim. You know, he decided to coach that game, mm-hmm. and it was a heartwarming moment. But Duke came out to play. They looked good without him. They're going to have to play without him again when facing Virginia Tech. So it'll be interesting to see if, you know, if they could keep going on this trend.
Yep. Our third game, surprise of the ones we predicted, Texas Tech murdering Kansas 91-62. Led by Jarrett Culver, the hometown player for Texas Tech, coming in big for them, scoring 26 points. He was one of six Raiders to have multiple three-pointers in the victory. It was just a great all-around win for Texas Tech, who was just hitting on all cylinders in this game.
Yeah, Kansas looked lost, and it's shocking, you know, coming from a team that I've praised. You know, I said that they would come out and win this game. Obviously, I was wrong. I mean, they had some guys injured, but now, this is a team that came in number one in the country to start off the season, and now they have seven losses. You know, that's not looking good coming down to the end. They're definitely gonna not gonna win their conference. I think Kansas State is gonna win that, and it's really disappointing to see how, you know, Kansas has turned this year. They, you know, they flipped from being one of the best teams to, you know, possible, you know, not even getting out of the first round.
Yeah, they are. They're third in their conference right now. They're only two games back from Kansas State, so you can't call it quits on them just yet. But this win, Texas Tech's win over Kansas, puts them solely in second place, one game behind Kansas State. So that'll be a good Big 12 finish there. See who comes out on top there.
Now we're gonna jump into the new AP Top 25 that came out today. We have a new number one team in the country, Gonzaga. I believe they were earlier this year. And trailing them is Virginia, Duke, and a big change, UNC now at 5, and Michigan State at 6.
Yeah, it's just a big shakeup here with a lot of top 10 teams falling, such as Duke, Tennessee, Nevada, Michigan, all big losses that have knocked them down a little bit. Some other teams climbing, like Texas Tech, that big win over Kansas propelled them to 11. UNC up to 5 over, of course, that big win at Duke. So it's just a big mix-up here, and that's what college basketball is all about. We don't know what's going to happen until it's over, and that's what's fun about it.
Yeah, we have that's a really enjoyable part, because a lot of these teams, you know, they could have started the season not ranked. You know, they could have been really high, now they're really low. You know, some shakeups, like Nevada, a team that was in the top 10 all year, now at 12. You know, LSU, even though they beat Tennessee, you know, they still dropped a little bit because they lost to Florida. And it's really fun to watch. You know, we got two teams that have not been in the first Pac-12 team in 2019. Washington finally sneaks in at 25. And Wofford is 24 in the country, which is awesome to see a team like that get into the AP Top 25. Much deserved, per usual.
Yeah, they're riding a 15-game winning streak right now, so that's pretty cool to see. So another big conference that we want to talk about, Big Ten teams, still a lot of them in there. Michigan State, Michigan, Purdue, Maryland, Wisconsin, Iowa. They're still all in the top 25, which just shows how strong the Big Ten is, which they really turned around from the past few years because they weren't really taken seriously as a conference in the last few years, but they've really turned it around with a lot of big teams coming up strong. Even though Michigan in the national championship last year, that really helped the Big Ten set what they want to see in the Big Ten. So let's go over to bracketology now. After we look at the top 25, new updated bracketology on CBS. Still, they have as the top number one seeded is Duke. The other one seeds are Gonzaga, Virginia, and Kentucky. So that a lot hasn't changed there. North Carolina, Tennessee, Michigan State. What do you think about this, Andrew?
Personally, I believe that, you know, I think they're getting the one seeds right. I think Kentucky, she's been on a roll recently, and they deserve, you know, a one seed at this time. You know, Michigan State, you could also say UNC possibly up there getting to a one seed eventually. A lot of these big teams looking good. It looks like these eight teams right now, the 1 and 2 seeds, look like they're going to be a lock as a 1 and 2 seed going into March Madness. You know, I think they just have pretty good resumes to be a number one and number two seed. And, you know, a lot of these teams could, you know, take it all the way, one of these eight teams.
So out of the eight teams, which one do you think is most vulnerable to slip down into the 3 or 4 spot? And what team do you think could kick them out of that spot?
Well, I mean, right now, we got only two teams in that top eight on a losing streak, and that's Michigan and Tennessee. But most recently, Tennessee has struggled a bit with some conference losses to LSU and Kentucky. And I think, you know, they slip up again, they could drop out, and a team that could replace them easily would be Houston. Houston only has one loss on the year, win streak of 11 games. You know, they're 4-1 and quadrant one wins. You know, I think they could easily propel into a two seed.
I could also see that happening. And surprising, they dropped Nevada all the way down to a 5 seed. It makes sense, though, because if you look at their strength of schedule, they're ranked 112. And nobody in the top top four seeds are even close to 112 in strength of schedule. So, you know, if one loss with that kind of schedule can put you down very far.
Yeah, I agree 100%. You know, Nevada, like we said, you know, they can't really lose any games in their conference that they're at. And if they will, they'll be punished for it. You know, so now we're going to start off. So now we're going to transition to our Elite Eight and Final Four picks and eventual championship picks from this newest updated bracket. We're going to start off in the East. Yeah, with Duke a 1 seed, Michigan a 2 seed. Blake, who do you have going to the Elite Eight?
So the Elite Eight in this bracket, I can't not take Duke out of this round. So I'm going to definitely have Duke. And then I think there's going to be an upset in this East round, which Virginia Tech's going to come out on top on the other side of this bracket, knocking off LSU and Michigan. I just think that they're a very explosive team, and if they can get going, that they're going to roll over these teams, and it's going to be a very fun East division. So I'm going to have Duke and 6 Virginia Tech out of this division.
Yeah, it's a pretty good Elite Eight, and I agree. I see why you can take Virginia Tech. You know, they got a lot of key guys, Justin Robinson injured right now, but, you know, when he's healthy, you know, he's the assist leader of their team, all-time assist leader for the Huskies. Yeah. And yeah, I can see why you could take them. But personally, I'm going to have to agree. I'm going to go with Duke as well. One seed, you know, Zion does come back. I definitely think they could take it, go to Elite Eight. But I'm also going to go with a little upset. You know, I think LSU, I'm going to come over up top, you know, instead of a typical Michigan. LSU, a team this year that I think, you know, once they also are healthy come March Madness time, which I think they will, you know, they beat teams like Kentucky and Tennessee that I think just overshadow, you know, most of Michigan's success throughout the year. And I could see them going against Duke. So I could see Duke facing LSU in the Elite Eight and going to the Final Four. Duke, but it's pretty safe pick to take because Duke's just been a great team this year.
I also think Duke will make the Final Four over Virginia Tech. Let's transition over to the Midwest. They have Kentucky as a 1 seed, UNC as a 2 seed. On the top of this bracket, I'm gonna have to take Kentucky still. They're a very good team, and they deservingly a 1 seed. I don't think St. John's or Syracuse. Maybe Syracuse could play a little upset right here, but I don't think they'll have enough in the tank to get past Kentucky. So I'll have Kentucky in it, and then on the other side, I'll have UNC in it. They've played some great games this year. They've showed how well they can play, and if they play like they played against Duke, then they're a very threatening team in this tournament.
Yeah, and this is going to be one of my first upsets where I don't have a 1 seed coming out into the Elite Eight. I think a team like Wisconsin could definitely upset Kentucky and go to the Elite Eight. Wisconsin's been an excellent team all year. They have some really good wins. You know, I think if they play their pace against Kentucky, I think they could shock them and go to the Elite Eight. And the bottom part of the bracket, I'm going to have to go with UNC. Like I said, Houston, I mean, they're a good team and all, but I really don't think that they're, that experienced. I know they went to the tournament last year, but Rob Gray is not there right now. And UNC, I think they could also go to the Elite Eight.
Who do you have winning that, going to the Final Four?
I'm going to have to take UNC going to the Final Four against this Wisconsin team. Well, in my opinion, who they will be facing. UNC, just an excellent team overall. They've been great for the second half of the season, and they have some really good wins. You know, if they win this ACC conference tournament, I definitely think that'll be the icing on the top.
I also agree that UNC will make it to the Final Four over Kentucky, just for the points you said. They have a lot of great wins, and they're rolling here in the second half of the season. Let's go down to the West Division, where they have Gonzaga as a 1 seed, Michigan State as a 2 seed. On the top of here, I'm going to have to go with an upset here, actually. I think I'm going to take the number 4 Florida State team over Gonzaga, just because they're in such a hard conference that even though they have some bad losses on their years, they also have some good wins, and I think they could put it together in this tournament and knock off Gonzaga. I think Gonzaga, out of these four teams, is the weakest 1 seed, and I think they're the most vulnerable for an upset. And on the bottom half, I'm going to have to go with Michigan State. They're the number 2 seed right now. I think they're also going to win. Just because of how dominant that they've been playing this year. They're also in a very tough conference, the Big Ten, and they've shown that they are on the top of the Big Ten. And I think that they're better than Michigan, and they're going to get to the Elite Eight.
I'm going to have to go with, I've been a big fan of Gonzaga. You know, even though that they, are in a weaker conference, I think, when they had that, going to the national championship run in 2017, they look very similar now. And I still think that they're just going to fly through these teams. They're not going to be able to stop under Mark Few. He's an elite coach. I got to go to Zags going to the Elite Eight. And I'm also going to take Michigan State. Michigan State, excellent team. They had like some injuries, and that's why they had some key losses. But, overall, they're going to be a really good team. And, in fact, I have them beating Gonzaga and going to the Final Four.
I also think Michigan State will make it to the Final Four over Florida State. Let's go over to the final division, the South Division, where they have Virginia as the 1 seed and Tennessee as a 2 seed. What do you think is going to play out here?
I'm looking up this, and Virginia will not be denied this time. They are going to go to Elite Eight. They're such a good team, and when they play their basketball at their tempo and they play that lockdown defense under Tony Bennett, I don't think anyone would stop them. I think Purdue maybe put up a case, but I gotta say Virginia is definitely an Elite Eight team. And coming out on the bottom, we're gonna have to go with the hot team right now, Texas Tech. Defensively, excellent team, and Tennessee can't get offense working against teams like Kentucky, they struggled greatly. And if Texas Tech, could really apply that pressure, they're going to be an Elite Eight team. So I got Virginia and Texas Tech as my two Elite Eight teams.
I'm gonna have to disagree with you on the Virginia. I think they're gonna lose again in the divisional round. I had Nevada earlier in the podcast, and I'm gonna stick with Nevada. I'm making it to the Elite Eight, even though they've had a tough loss. They're still a great team, and I think they can they fast paced. They're kind of like a Virginia team, and that's how they're gonna have to play if they want to win. And on the bottom, I'm also gonna have to take Texas Tech. I mean, they have smothering defense, and when their offense is clicking, they are clicking. Like dropping 91 points on Kansas, they were dropping threes from all over. If they can play like that in the tournament, they're gonna be a threatening team. And I think they're going to make it to the Final Four over Nevada.
Yeah, now we're going to go and have the East versus the West in the Final Four. My picks, Duke versus Michigan State, and who is going to go to the national championship. And I'm going to have to go with Michigan State. I'm going to have to go, when this team is healthy, I think they're possibly the best team in the country. And for uncertainties right now is, you know, Nick Ward, you know, being out with his hand injury. But, you know, if he's back, they're such a good team. Cash Winston's always going to be there for him. And with Duke, you know, they're coming out, they're having a little inconsistency since Zion's out. You know, they're going to have to, you know, try to formulate him back into their system. And come Final Four time, we'll see if Zion's even going to be on the team or not. But I'm going to have to go with Michigan State going to the national championship.
I cannot see Duke not being in the national championship this year, just of how dominant their players are. I think it's going to be a great game, Michigan State versus Duke, but I think that Duke's going to come out on top. They just have it's just next man up, really, for their team. They can go from Zion to RJ Barrett to Reddish. It just keeps going down. They have lockdown defenders with Trey Jones. If he stays healthy, he had another shoulder injury, but if he comes back from that, if they have a healthy team going into this tournament, I think they're going to be unstoppable, and they are going to make the national championship. Let's go over to the other side, Midwest versus South. I had UNC and Texas Tech on that side, and I think that's also going to be another very good game. I think it's going to be defense wins that game, and I think the better defensive team is going to win that game, which is Texas Tech. And I think they're going to pull the upset over UNC to sneak into this tournament. Everybody's sleeping on Texas Tech. Everybody's been woken up now after this Kansas game, and they are trying to state that they are a threat, and I really think they are a threat. It's going to be Duke versus Texas Tech this national championship.
Yeah, I'm going to have to disagree. You know, my pick, Virginia, coming out of the South and going against UNC. These two teams faced each other in the year, and injuries played a huge impact on that game. You know, no Cam Johnson and no Nazir Little against Virginia at home. And I think the outcome changes. I think UNC is going to be the better offensive team. You know, they were able to slip through the cracks of Virginia's defense when they played. And I got UNC going to the national title game against Michigan State, a rematch of 2009.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one. And who do you think is going to win it?
My pick, as of right now, so February 25th, we got a lot of time. We haven't even got till Selection Sunday. Mm-hmm. So we got a lot of time to change these. But this is my team. You know, they are just on a roll right now, and I got to give it to them, you know, especially if they finish out the year strong. My pick is the North Carolina Tar Heels will be Michigan State, just because, like I said, you know, it all comes down to health, and that could be for all these teams that we talked about, you know, Duke, Michigan State, all these big teams that we've been talking about, it all comes down to health. And if UNC is healthy and, you know, all their guys stay ready, I think that they're going to be the national champions and beat Michigan State.
So out of my two teams, Texas Tech versus Duke, I'm going to have to ride with my Blue Devils. I think they are going to win this national championship. I mean, Texas Tech's defense is great, but Duke's offense is just better. And it's going to show how superior these Duke players are and why they're going to be multiple top 10 first-round picks coming out of Duke. If they stay healthy, Cam Reddish, RJ Barrett, Zion Williamson, all top 10 picks in my book. and they're going to show that in the national championship, especially since this is their only chance at a national championship in college. And so they're going to put it all on the line. And I don't see any team in this 64 teams that can beat them.
Yeah, so we got, you have Duke, I have UNC. That would also be a fun national title game to see, you know, since they've never played each other in an actual tournament. But that'd be fun too if we saw Duke UNC rematch again. But so as of right now, I have UNC on February 25th. He has Duke. This is going to be this is the last time we're going to check up on the brackets before Selection Sunday, when we could actually give our in-depth analysis and our actual picks when, you know, it's all set and done. And then we will go through the same process and discuss who we have as our Elite Eight, Final Four, national championship, and the winner of it. Thank you guys for listening. Make sure to check out our Twitter, College Realm, and you can now listen to our podcast on Spotify and iTunes. I'm Andrew.
And I'm Blake.
This has been College Basketball Realm. Thank you for listening.